Recording. Sorry about that. Okay. So for anyone who's just joined, Shin Mem Zayin. We just started. So when a person's involved in one of these emtsayim for panasa, he's involved in trying to find a panasa, or he's actually involved, his machshavas and his goof are involved in the panasa, so he should have in mind that he's been makam and mitzvah saboire. Sh'tzivu l'adam la'asek b'emtsayim gashmim l'shem. Hashem commanded. Where did he command us? Where do we see there's a commandment to make ishtadlus? There's a commandment to make ishtadlus. Says, yeah. Kamo shekosu v'yikach Hashem Elokim es ha'odom v'yanicheu b'gan Eden la'ayvdeh l'shomroi v'tziv l'shesh b'sha'a ba'le chayim v'tzolcho v'zizoyno z'v'noiz b'dinos v'achonos mazon sh'tziv l'seis ishe k'day lo'ilid bonim. Hashem took Adam, that's before the chet, okay? After the chet was the klal of gzeis hapecha toich alechem. We understand. Why are you making ishtadlus today? You ask anybody. Because of gzeis hapecha toich alechem. He's telling you there's a mitzvah before Adam Arishan got, before the chet. There was already a mitzvah to be oisek in ishtadlus. And he proves it from Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was put in the gan, and had to be oivde v'shomroi. He was commanded to use all the different types of animals for his needs and his food and whatever, and to build medinos, to build cities, and to prepare food. And he was commanded to marry a wife and have children. That's all before the chet. It's hafla. There was a chiv ishtadlus in Gan Eden. Now, the others, shittas that don't learn like that, learn Shomrei Vaiv, they were talking about mitzvahs. Shomrei Vaiv, they were talking about mitzvahs. Love him, v'aseh. The Chovei Sofer doesn't learn like that. He says, mefurish. What's his raya that you have a mitzvah ishtadlus, and when you're doing ishtadlus, you must kavanah that you're making ishtadlus, doing a mitzvah, is from Adam Rishon Hashem put him in Gan Eden before the chet. So we'll see. The same with the Shgiach takes us apart beautifully. It's a moridika, but the unbelievable chiddush. You'll see the Mesillas Yesharim, you'll bring them, the Mesillas Yesharim says it's a knas, it's a tax. After Adam Rishon sinned, there was a klala of Zaysa Pechatoich Alechem. So now you have to make a bit of ishtadlus. A major nafkamin is how we approach our ishtadlus. Major nafkamin is how we approach our ishtadlus. It was a mitzvah before the chet. It was not a klala after the chet. So we'll see that as big ramifications. And that's clearly, you see the shittas of Chodesh Lovos throughout. Is that ishtadlus is a mitzvah that has nothing to do with the chet. That's what he says. That's an unbelievable chiddush. Moideke chiddush. Tafla. I'm telling you, when this first hit me, it was like, whoa. That's big news. When he's doing these things, the Shem Shemayim, who yakabel schar al zeh, he gets schar for that. Beinim hoitze shifosu lepoil, ubeinim lo hoitze shifosu lepoil. Whether he's doing this ishtadlus because he wanted to achieve something, whether he achieves that something or not, lo mashaneh, he gets schar for being mekayim the mitzvah. He has to have kavanah that he's doing this. He's in the bank and he's busy. He wants to cash a check. He doesn't know if he's got enough money in the bank, whatever. And he's standing there and he's doing, yeah, he's mekayim a mitzvah. Whether the bank manager will give him the money or not, he'll tell him, sorry, we can't cash your check. Your check's not worth that much, so we can't cash your check. Lo mashaneh, the whole time he was in the bank, he was mekayim a mitzvah. Ramu Chazal, the kol ma'asech yeh l'shem shamayim. If you will, it says in the words, yagia kapecha ki toicha l'ashrecha v'toiv loch, when you'll eat the labor of your hands, so then ashrecha v'toiv loch, it's good for you. And then Chazal say on that posuk that all your deeds should be l'shem shamayim. Your yagia kapecha should be l'shem shamayim. So the way it's betochen fit into all of this. Ubitchayne belokim yishay sholem. Your betochen stay sholem. We'll discuss is that sort of desla's mahalach here. The ishtadlus is there to maintain the shleimus of your betochen. There's nothing to do with achieving the end. That you'll see. We'll see. Mitzvah Hashem will deal with of desla. V'lo yipogem b'me'um b'zeh shum ishtadl lasigim tzoyim shiipanes al yodom. His betochen won't be at all damaged by the fact that he has to mishtadl in different means in order to achieve what he wants to his panasa. He has in mind this ishtadlus he's doing it l'shem shemayim to makayim the mitzvah ishtadlus. Makayim the mitzvah ishtadlus. Fellow otzum. Okay, so we'll go to the Mashgiach. I just want to finish Perek Gimel. We're about to finish Perek Gimel. We're about to start Perek Dalet, which is a big, big Perek. That's the main, Perek Dalet is the main body. It's the majority of the Shara B'Tochen. We'll just finish this last paragraph and then we'll see what's going on here. The Chiyuvish tell us before the Chet, there's a Malvaran. It's such a big Chiddush. Well, Yachshav Adam. Person didn't think that his panos is tolu in a particular type of ishtadlus. He shouldn't think, wow, I just lost my job. That was a good job. I was making my panos because I had a good job. Now I lost my job. Now my panos has gone down the drain. No, no. You shouldn't think that the panos is tolu on this ishtadlus. You'll lose ishtadlus, you'll lose your panos. No. All the means, they're all about the boy, they're all the same. Hashem can mafanas you whichever way he wants. Uba calls man shiyirtza any time he wants, uba eza oifen shiyirtza in any way he wants. No, it's not limited. There's nothing holding Hashem back to save somebody, to provide him what he needs, whether it's a lot, a little bit. Hashem's giving you the koich to do these shtalas in the first place. It's not with your strength and your koich and the koich of Yitzimyodi. No, because that's the Ruchah of Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem. Okay, so I want to show you what the Mashgiach says about this. This is my... It's a long shtickle. Hopefully we'll get through it tonight. If not, we'll get as far as we can. We'll see the rest later. It is unbelievable. Look what he says here. In a Mekoli Yesod Zehu Ma'ash Omru Chazal Ba'avos. The Rav Nosson. The Mekor of this shtickle of Slavos, he says, it's an Avos to Rav Nosson. Ala Mishnah Ba'avos, Shmai Yoyim Ha'ivis HaMalocha V'Soynes HaRabbanut. You should love Malach and you should hate, doesn't mean you should hate the rabbis, it means you should hate being a rabbi. You shouldn't want to be in the Rabbanut. Vezele Shaina. Af Adam Rishon, lo tam klum at she'osa Malach. Adam Rishon himself didn't taste anything and he did work. Shenema v'yenichenu began Eden la'avdo l'shomro. You put him in the garden to guard it and to work it. And all the trees in the garden you can eat. This posuk before the chet. The pishul of the l'shoim roi al kiu mitzvus ase ve mitzvus lo tase. What's for of the l'shoim roi? That's talking about mitzvus ase ve lo tase. Everybody knows that. Even people that have taught Chovas Halavos know that for sure that's not talking about Malacha, that's talking about mitzvahs. Yeah, but that's Lefia Pshuto, Shal Mikra, Hayada Adam Chiyuv Ishtadlus B'Gan Eden. Adam Rishon, I'm telling you, it's spine-chilling news. Adam Rishon, if you never learned this before and you've never put your head into this, not such a big Chiddush. But if you've ever learned the Sugya before, okay, wherever you've learned it, and you haven't stopped on this paragraph to go, wow, what's going on here? Then it doesn't really mean that much to you. But if you have, this is quite shocking news to a lot of people. It says the Malachim fed him, they roasted meat for him, they gave him wine. So what was he digging and planting and working? What kind of Malacha was he doing? Yeah, but that's what it says here. And it's a mikra midep shuta. You can't take the pasuk out of it. Simple says of the l'shamra. You put him in the gun to of the l'shamra. That's the pshuta shal mikra.
Rav, didn't we say a lot of the was that he davens for rain? I don't know what the Lashamri means, so I don't know what that means.
That's mitzvahs aseh velotase. That's what he said. He said, "Love the Lashamri, al kiu mitzvahs aseh velotase lotase." Included in there would be davening. Yeah, okay. Aval the poshut of the pasuk is talking about love the Lashamri. He's talking about the ishtadlus. The seder v'teva zeh kvadis chadish began eden. It's alam rishon. The system that you have to make ishtadlus was already by Adam Rishon in the garden before the chet. Alchein, kshayishtadlus and ischayv bohay ve'oifen kal. Ishtadlus was more easy. He wasn't working 27 hours a day, you know. ועדיין לא הוטלה עליו הכלל שלו, וזה יספר לך תוך הלכה. There's two things here. There's the mitzvah of ishtadlus. That was already before the chet. After the chet, added onto that mitzvah of ishtadlus was a klal of b'zeh sapecha toich alecha. Now the ishtadlus is going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. I don't mention that they have to deal with bank managers and quarantines and all sorts of problems dealing with lockdowns and whatever. You can't make a panasa. No, his panasa was pretty easy. It was all there. He didn't even have any competition. He was the only store in town, you know. So that was afterwards. Volens chayv elad ha'avdav l'sham l'producer shmiris kol eilonis shebegan b'b'chines ten dayit chelot tekalkel esalamai loshen chazal. All he had to do was just make sure the trees were okay, make sure everything was all right, make sure that the rivers were doing their job, watering, irrigating, and make sure that he was ten dayit chelot tekalkel esalamai, just make sure you're not destroying my world. Chazal say that. B'shal shabor ha'kodesh baruch hu es adam ha'rishon notlu v'achzir ha'kol eilon gan eden v'omalo. Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam Rishon, he took him through the garden, he showed him all the beautiful trees. Look how, look at my deeds, look how beautiful and praiseworthy they are. Everything I created for you. Please make sure you don't destroy my world. Just look after the garden nicely. It was very easy to see status. Vole Isamonas Adam Li Davik Baboris Parah. This is important, Yosodia. This ishtadlus didn't prevent Adam Rishon from being Davik in Hashem. He wasn't so busy at the office that he forgot to daven mincha. You know, it wasn't that kind of, ishtadlus. It wasn't this hard, heavy ishtadlus that interferes with your dveikus in Hashem. Barak lachar achet. Nanesh b'mash nischayv lishtadl b'b'chines b'zeh sapecha toich alechem. After the chet, he now has to work in this aspect of what's called b'zeh sapecha toich alechem. Shehu kamin mes shemutl ala adam lishtalmoy. It's a kind of a tax. The Mesilas Yesharim says, in Perek Chaf Aleph, there he's talking in the level of chassidus, and he says afterwards there was this tax. The problem is shema. The biggest problem, I don't know what it means, but that's what Mesilas Yesharim says, in becoming a chosid, the biggest problem of being a chosid, the dveikus in Hashem, is the tirdus. That's the tirdus. The b'zeh sapecha toich alecha means you're going to have tirdus. You're going to have bothers and worries. You're going to come home at night. You're going to worry about, you know, will that check bounce? Won't it count? What's going to be, you know? Will the guy sign the deal? Will the guy give you the loan? Yeah, you're torrid. It's very hard to have vacancies when you're torrid. Because of Shaladeh, but Toch and Efshel in Atzel Mitidoysov. We looked at it already in the Chayv Salavos. Mesilas Yesharim says the same thing, that through the Betochen, the person can save himself from the tirdus. V'zeh l'shoina. V'ushi yashlich yav al Hashem l'gamri. This is Mesilas Yesharim talking. He will throw all these problems on Hashem l'gamri. Because he knows that a person can't be lacking what Hashem's decided he's going to give him. Kamo shama chazal b'amareim in Beitza, kol mezunei shel adam k'tzuvim lo mirosh Hashanah. Whatever you're going to get this year was already decided on Rosh Hashanah. V'kein amri, the Gemara in Yuma, ein adam nogea b'muchen l'chaveira afilu k'mole nimo. What somebody else has determined he's going to get, you can't even take away a molecule. You can't even take away an ant's worth of what he's going to get. And no one can take away from you what you're going to get. Person could have sat and done nothing. And the gezeira would have been kayemes. Had it not been for the fact that there's this, there's a knas. This is Mesilas Yesharim. He's not going like the Chovas Halavavas. Shekein gzor ha-melech ha-elyon v'azeh kamas she-poreya kol ha-mina ha-noishi. The whole human race has to pay this tax. Asher ein li-malit mimeno, and then you can't hide away from this. Adkan, Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim is learning the Ikka reason why we make Ishtadlus is because you're paying a tax. It's a klala. But he says like this. This is now the of Matisyahu speaking. Achen b'yosoidoi, in the foundation, kvahutul chiv ha'ishtadlis gamal adam b'ganeden koidem achet. There was a chiv ishtadlis that has nothing to do with b'zeh sapechet oichalechem. It was an easy ishtadlis to make. It was ishtadlis, it was easy. It didn't get in the way of your dveikas. There were no tiyadas. Now he did the chet. So now, according to Chochmas Halavavos, this is b'zeh sapechet oichalechem. So now this tiyadas is difficult. Rabbeinu, meaning the Chovas HaLevavos, learned that this Ishtadlis is a mitzvah. And you have to have kavanah for it. You hold it, a mitzvah. You have to have kavanah. It's not just paying the knas. You're just paying the knas. You're not having a... what's your raya from Adam Rishon before the chet that it's a mitzvah and you have to have kavana for the mitzvah? No? Ve'emezu ika klala shel chet. So what was the ika klala of the chet? I had to make ishtadlis before and after. So what changed? What was b'zeh sapecha toich alechem? Lo shumeh techayim liishtadl la'asoyis malocha, kashe. Ele sheishtadlis shenischai v'bo achshav mafriya hadveikas b'boiris malocha. That's his chiddush. What changed between the ishtadlis you were doing before the chet and the ishtadlis you have to now do after the chet? The ishtadlis after the chet mafrias your dveikas b'Hashem. Gets in the way. We know that. We know that. Being involved in the world is ma'od ma'od mafriya, ma'od mafriya, our ruchnis and our ishtadlis and our ability to be dovuk in Hashem. That's all that changed. That's all that changed. But the mitzvah of ishtadlis you're making now is the same mitzvah that Adam Rishon was making before the chet. The same mitzvah. You have to have kavanah when you're making ishtadlis. You're doing the mitzvah of ishtadlis that was given to Adam Rishon before the chet. And know that there's a new aspect of that now where there's a tirda, and that tirda is going to interfere with your dveikas, and we have to find a solution to that. Okay? That's betochen. The solution to that problem is betochen. We'll see. Beautiful. Mamash Govaldi. So he says, yeah, just in brackets, in parentheses, like
it
this.
It seems that...
Yeah. Shlomo?
It seems like before the chet, it's much easier to have kavana for your ishtadlus than it is after the chet.
Kavana that you're making the mitzvah or that the ishtadlus is easier? Which one do you mean?
I'm saying the, you know, kola maisim l'shem shemayim. So before the chet, it's easier to connect. After, if it's my freer use, so it messes the connection up, the dveikas. So it's harder
Yeah. With the sweat of your brow, there'll be a tearder. Yeah. But it's very nice to know that when I'm making ishtadlis, it's not just paying back a knas. It's not just because of the klala. I'm being makayim a mitzvah now that Adam Rishon was makayim before the chet. It changes the whole, it's a whole new look on your ishtadlis. And achyani after the chet, there's this aspect of tirda. We have to deal with that. But the shayrish, the chovas halavavos is telling you, you're mekayming a mitzvah. Not like the Masiris Yesharim. Masiris doesn't say it's a mitzvah. It says it's paying a tax. No one pays more tax than they have to. You have to pay the minimal. Minimum ishtadlis. In the chovas halavavos' world, you're making a mitzvah. So it'll be like all the other mitzvahs. How do you juggle? How much do you make? When do you make? What do you make? Mitzvah shaysa, shef shalasad al-khayrim. So then you can't close your gemara. If someone else can do it, you have to close your gemara. It becomes part of the mitzvahs of how you juggle. Oisip mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. There's a chelik mea mitzvahs. According to the way we've been learning and everybody learns, no, there's a klal of v'zeh sapechet oichalechem. Anyway, so if you think the chovas halavavos is a big chiddush and maybe we will paskin like the Masiris Yesharim, whatever, just look what he says. Just to put this into perspective, who we're dealing with. Let's not forget who we're dealing with. says Yesh Lagdish Kan, Mashek Domnu, Lilimud Besefer Ze. I mentioned this when he started learning the Sefer as well. She Sefer Chavis Alavavlum, Zocha Lahaskoma Mina Shamayim. There are not too many stories. You know, when you buy a Sefer, you open up to see who wrote the Haskoma. You want to know, is this guy reliable? You know, Chaim Shmerl wrote the Sefer. I don't know who he is. Maybe he's, I don't know what he is. So you look in the Haskoma. The Chavis Alavavlum was Zecha to Haskoma from a Kodesh Bochu, but Kfeida Batsmai. Kodesh Bochu wrote the Haskoma for the Sefer. Shakodesh Baruch Hu shlach malocha ele b'la Beis Yosef. You know, the Beis Yosef used to have a malach. He used to learn every night. A malach used to come with him and taught him Torah. And the Beis Yosef wrote it down in a sefer, a few parshas. He wrote down what he learned from the malach, and it's in a sefer. It's called Magid Meshorim. So if you can buy it at the bookshop, it's called Magid Meshorim. It's the Torah that the malach taught the Beis Yosef, yeah? Shem sent him a malach to teach him. So then the Malach tells him, he writes there, I can't remember, I don't know where it is, Palach Parshas B'Shalach maybe, I think. Sheyesh lo lilmod b'sefer ze b'kol yom. The Malach told the Beis Yosef he has to learn Chovas Halavavas every day. This is a perek of Chovas Halavas every day. Ubri Sofik, ilu haya nimtza av dover echad, she'enu ala mitzah shel Torah mamash. If there was one word in the Chovas Halavavas, it wasn't a mitzah shel Torah mamash. Then the Malach wouldn't have come and told the Beis Yosef, the Rotzen Hashem is you should learn Chovas Halavavos. Yeah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't tell the Malach to learn a Sefer that's not a Mitzvah Shel Torah. So the Chovas Halavavos says this, he's got Hashem's Haskoma, Shezeh Pshat. Umuchrach techidish zeh shekosuv Rabbeinu Kan, he emes. I'm just showing you what a massive chidish this is that Rav Matisya is to say this, to validate the chidish. Because it's an unbelievable chiddush. She'af koydem achet eitz hadas nischayv b'mitzvah zishtadlus. V'yesh lechaven lezeh u'kenizkel. You have to have kavana for that when you're doing the ishtadlus. Rak she'chiluchu bo'eifen ha'ishtadlus. The only difference is the type of ishtadlus. Okay, that we'll see. We'll deal with ishtadlus. Nimtzeh she'mitzvah la'avoyde l'shomro nishar gam la'ach achet. The mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon in the Gan, La'avdo L'Shomroi, that continues today. We're Oisek in that mitzvah, La'avdo L'Shomroi. V'akochach gam achosit tzarich l'kaima. Even a chosit has to do it. And as a chosit she'eni reitzit is'aklet b'malach she'afriya dvekusa bo yisparach, the chosit, that's the Mesidus Yishorim in Chaf Aleph, he's talking about the chosit doesn't want to be involved in ishtalas that's going to mafriya with these dvekas. He must find a tweeny little way of making his ishtadlus. I'm going to scratch around in the ground and pick up a gold coin or whatever. I don't know. He has to make minimal ishtadlus. The time mitzvah zeh b'miut malocha k'dei she'isha yoseh dovuk v'oduk v'kodesh baruch hu. You should find a little bit of ishtadlus to do, and we'll see. We'll discuss that idea of the Mesidus Yishorim. He's mentioning it. Yeah, the miut. How little ishtadlus to make. We'll see Rav Dezler has a very unbelievable way of being magdir, how a person knows how little ishtadlus you can get away with. Okay, so we've got a couple of things out. First of all, unbelievable chiddush on the Chovas Halavavos, that when you're making ishtadlus, you're being mekayem a mitzvah that was given to Adam HaRishon in the Gan. La'avdo L'Shomrei. It's not because of Gzeis HaPecha. That's not why you're making ishtadlus. You have to make ishtadlus before the klal of Gzeis HaPecha. Gzeis HaPecha just made it hard. Made it more challenging, more difficult. It's harder to be dovuk in Hashem when you're oisek in Gzeis HaPecha Toicha Lechem. But when you are oisek in ishtadlus, you have to have the kavana that you mekayem the mitzvah of La'avdo L'Shomrei. And now we have to see, how does a person know where that mute ishtadlus is? How do you know how little ishtadlus you can manage to get away with? Okay, that we'll discuss. That's a gevaldika subject as well.
And if it's a mitzvah, Rabbi, if it's a mitzvah, so then why are we looking at it from the perspective of to see how much is the mute of such a mitzvah to do? Why is that the way we look at it? Well, if it's a mitzvah, why do we have to have the hashkafa of it? It's a mute. Why? What?
Yeah. Oh, good. Excellent question. So let's try and understand what's going on here. I mean, the Chovas Halavavos now, and you saw him at the Siyah, wrote six lines here. Trying to just justify the chiddush, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his Haskoma to this chiddush. Every time the Rashba says a chiddush, we don't say, wow, you know, Hashem gave Haskoma to the Rashba for his chiddush. It's an unbelievable urshet and chilishet from the Chodesh Havelos. This is not poshut at all. So number one is it's a mitzvah. Yeah? After the chet, though, there's a klala involved, attached itself. I don't know, you have to understand. I don't know. It's hard to understand. You have a klala somehow attached to this mitzvah vishtadlis, which makes the mitzvah much harder and interferes with your dveikas. So post the chet, there are two things you have to deal with. First is when you're making ishtadlis, you have to know you're becoming a mitzvah, sure. But you have to be careful that that mitzvah doesn't interfere with your dveikas. Not because of the mitzvah, because of the klala that came after the chet, because we're after the chet, after all. And therefore, you have to find a way to make the ishtadlis in such a way as elo mafriya at dveikas. That the Maseilas Yesharim says is you have to find the mute, the minimum. The minimum.
The minimum. And that would fit with the Chovas of the Vavas also, no?
I don't think it's a stira. I don't think it has to be a stira.
No. Yeah, it's not a stira.
It doesn't sound like a stira. Doesn't deny. The Chovas of the Vavas doesn't deny that there's a posuk of what happened afterward? That we're trying to explain the Chovas of the Vavas. But Tisiyahu is coming to explain Shat in the Chovas of the Vavas. If there's a myth, according to the Maseilas Yesharim, it's fine. You didn't have to be Ov de Vashomre. There was no Ov de Vashomre was talking about mitzvahs, Dov Shebaruchni. You didn't have to make any shtadlis before the chet. After the chet, you have to make your shtadlis because it's a pecha toich alechem. It's a knas, so you pay the little as much, you pay as little tax as you can. Yofi, that's how we always lived our lives. Nachon? It's everybody lives their lives. But the Chovas Lovas is not saying that. To Loma, he doesn't say that. He says there's a mitzvah ishtadlis before. And you have to have forgotten that you're making the ishtadlis. Ah, what about Zesa Pechatoy Chalechem? So he doesn't discuss it. Chavisov doesn't mention that. But Tisiyahu picks it up and he says, I mean, it's Mukhrach, you have to say such a thing. But Tisiyahu says, afterwards, the Chavisov doesn't say, no, there was never Zesa Pechatoy Chalechem. Shtiot, it was a mitzvah before. No. Now you have to know what that is. What did that change? What's new? What's new is the Shtadlis now is hard. It's filled with tears. It's b'zeis apecha. There's a shvitz involved. There was no shvitz. There was no sweat by the marishon. And that interferes with your dveikas. So now you have to find a balance where your ishtadlis is not mafreeing your dveikas. And we'll see. Rav Desler, once you've seen the Rav Desler, you'll see it. It all just clicks so nicely. Eli, you've seen that Rav Desler. We've discussed that a few times. You'll see how just, you see where it fits in here now? The mamash gavaldi. We'll see. Okay, Metzushim, we'll discuss it. You'll just see how the whole thing just clicks. It's beautiful. Very, very beautiful. The Chayyim to see Rivet to see. I knew the Rav Desler as well. You know, he was there when the Shirim were given. So yeah. But okay. But that's big news, boy. So that's not a what we just learned now. Is I'm telling you now. You'll mention this to big Talmidei Chachamim that have learned Chayyim Salav Avos and they'll deny that they'll deny it. But what can I do? It's a chemifurish. He says it. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Absolutely fascinating. Moshe Kosov,
Yichach Hashem. I would have thought he brought it from Bezais HaBechat HaLechem. There's a mitzvah. That's not a knas. It's a mitzvah after the chet. No, he brings it right from the pasuk before the chet. That's very hard to argue with that. Fascinating. Amazing. So now, person goes out to work. He goes out to the Makolek, to brah food. He goes, whatever he's doing, okay? Lo mashaneh. Have in mind, you're making a mitzvah. It's big news. Massive news. And not just any mitzvah. This is the oldest mitzvah in the book, almost. This goes back to Adam Arishon's entry into Gan Eden. This mitzvah was given already. We'll see. The people who never had to make ishtadlis, why were they potter from this mitzvah? We'll see. We'll go through. There's buckets of Torah written on this subject. We're not going to cover it all tonight. Before we start Perek Dalet next week, maybe Mitzvah Shem will discuss Rav Desler's take on ishtadlis, because that just completes what we did here this evening. Because once we start Perek Dalet, we're going to be in a whole new world. There we're going to be dealing with. We're dealing with ishtadlis a lot there as well, but there we're stepping into a whole massive world of betochen. We're going to see where betochen applies, how, where it doesn't apply, what is. That's a big, big sugya. So before we do that, I want to discuss the Rav Desler's mahalach in betochen, in ishtadlis. Okay. Yoad Khan, I'm happy to stop here unless you've got any questions or whatever. I'm not going anywhere.
Rabbi, how's Rabbi Frank doing?
Really, take good care.
Rabbi as well.
How's Rabbi Ephraim doing?
So I spoke to him yesterday. I phoned him today. He hasn't answered me back, which is never a good sign. I get scared when he doesn't phone me back. Yesterday, I phoned him in the morning. I just want to switch off the tape recorder here. Just switch off the tape recorder, the recording.